Here we will explore a true fact about Troy Harmon, CFA. Troy Harmon's nickname is Cowboy Troy. Some say it's his Wild West demeanor. Others cite it's because of his admirable sheriff-like qualities. In truth, if you gaze deeply into the fibers of this splendid mustache, you will see a miniature 10-gallon hat and tiny set of spurs mixed in. Or maybe that's leftover food. Whatever. That is how Troy Harmon do.
Very nice, cowboy.
Yes, absolutely. Quit gazing into my mustache. I've never heard of anybody doing that, by the way. Don't you usually consider you gazing into somebody's eyes?
Well, in your case,
make
the mustache.
Exception for you.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks, guys. Once again, if you want to contact us, you can call us at 770-429-9166, or you can reach us by email at drgene@hensler.com. I'll spell that for you, drgene@hensler.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and Twitter and various and sundry other technology stocks that Nick seems to love to talk about all the time. But we do have a question from a listener. Shelly McGrath writes, so Amazon's up over 40% year-to-date, and from what I understand, the market is wildly expensive, too. If it's overvalued, should I sell?
Simple answer, no.
Don't sell.
Don't sell. Now, is the market overvalued? We don't believe so if you look back at historical levels. Obviously, no one can know for sure. But if you look at the S&P 500, for example, it's trading at 18 times earnings right now. That's about a 12% premium to the long-term average of 16.35. So while it is above its historical average, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, it's okay to trade higher. It's going to trade lower.
We're surely not at tech bubble.
Sure, that brings us to the NASDAQ. So the NASDAQ currently trades at 29 times earnings, which is well below the long-term average of 65.81.
65, wow.
Now, keep in mind that that's going to be somewhat skewed because of the tech bubble in 2000.
Sure.
But if you take out that period, or if you just take the median instead, since 1995, it's going to strip out the outliers. You'll get to a median PE of 30.74, which is 6% higher than the index's current valuation.
Not too bad.
Nope. And lastly, you look at the Dow. It trades at 15.43 times earnings, and its long-term average is 15.32. So nothing looks wildly overvalued, as things currently stand.
Right.
Not to mention after this week, you've had almost 2% pullback, so it looks a little less expensive at this point.
Right.
But if you look at margin debt, rose to an all-time high in March, and that's may seem concerning, but the long-term charts show that sentiment turns before the market enters a decline. So what that's saying is people are buying more and more on margin. So they're borrowing money to invest in stocks, which a lot of times people say, once people start borrowing so much, the market's getting too frothy. It's time to get out. But the bottom line is we don't recommend you do that because we recommend you follow the 10-year rule. And if you do that, you can weather the pullbacks. And, when you see the market pull back 9%, 10%, which we are far overdue, I think the last time we had a 10% pullback was,
2011.
2011?
When the Treasury got downgraded.
Yeah, so assuming the underlying economics of the U.S. Market are positive, we see that as an opportunity really to put more money in the market and take advantage of the pullback.
Sure. Yeah, one thing we ought to flesh out a little bit, you mentioned the 10-year rule. What exactly is that? It's basically what we do in a financial planning capacity. We figure out what the next 10 years might bring you, and if you have any spending needs that are not going to be covered by your income, and then we lay aside fixed income within your portfolio that will match the maturity. The maturity of that fixed income will match the
spending needs.
So any other money, the way that we plan, any other money that you have should be invested in equities. And we've seen a lot of studies. I don't have the information in front of me right now, but we've seen a lot of studies that say, just a handful of days over a 30 or 40-year period can be a significant can create a significant loss relative to the market in a portfolio. So that's the reason that we try to encourage people to stay fully invested, except for their spending needs.
And another thing to look at and consider is you hear a lot about how much, emerging economies, Europe, has been beaten down, and those markets are you hear are looked to be the cheapest and the most growth opportunity there, maybe since domestic markets are overvalued. But if you look at it, U.S. looks cheap relative to all those places.
Right.
Look around the world. You look in Mexico, where one of their indices is trading at 31 times earnings. The Euro Stoxx Index is trading at almost 23. The FTSE, 26 times. The German exchange is trading at 20 times, or index is trading at 20 times earnings. You look over in Asia, they're all, you know, low 20s. So right. Comparatively, our markets look cheap.
Yep, no doubt. Investing domestically, too, is a lot of folks prefer to do that relative to putting their money elsewhere. I know year to date we've had some pretty good returns outside the U.S. A lot of that maybe being from they're being able to export their goods to us, our imports. But all things considered, we still look relatively less expensive, our markets do.
Sure, and we can talk about, some of the top performers we've seen here in the domestic markets. I'm sure this just gives Troy more material for me, how I like to talk about these tech stocks, as he says.
Right.
But three of the best performers that you've seen year-to-date, you've got Apple, Amazon, and Netflix. I'm sure most people are familiar with all three of those companies.
Right.
Apple recently posted their strongest quarterly results ever. They grew revenue 27% and earnings by 40% year over year. iPhone sales are up 55%, and that's due to a higher rate of switchers. A lot more people buying the iPhone 6 than I guess the company had originally expected. The App Store reported its highest quarterly revenues ever. You've got double-digit Mac growth. And then you even hear Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, come out and say that they're generating more cash than they need to run their business. So, I mean, if you're an Apple shareholder, you're happy to hear all these things. You're growing and you're returning capital to shareholders. So they've announced they're going to expand their capital return program to $200 billion, through March of 2017, which means if you're a holder of Apple stock, you can expect more dividends, a bigger dividend.
Right.
And what blows my mind is they have $200 billion in cash.
Right.
$200 billion.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is, and it's unbelievable.
And they can buy the Ivory Coast with that.
What's that?
They can buy the Ivory Coast with that.
Yeah, they could. They can buy your country. And from a valuation basis, it just looks cheap. It's trading at 15 times next year's earnings. It's expected to grow at 15% per year, and it pays a 1.6% dividend.
I think another point to talk about is that phone sales in China grew 70%.
Yeah, that's 70. A lot more than what they expected.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes it the largest iPhone market in the world now. So
wow.
China, they had no presence there, limited at least, in the last two quarters.
Yeah, so even
it penetrated massively.
Even if you had seen domestic growth slowing, which you're not, but even so, you would have China, to be able to pick it up. But instead, you have growth both domestically and in emerging economies.
Right.
Touch on two other ones real quick, Amazon and Netflix. Amazon's online retailer, and seems to be in just about every other business that exists.
Right.
They trade at 1,000 times next year's earnings. So just to mention on Apple, we like the stock. We think it looks cheap. Amazon, on the other hand, we don't. Trades at 1,000 times earnings, and really, it's quarter to quarter or year to year that the company doesn't report earnings.
Right.
They actually have a loss. But they're expected to grow at 40%, which is pretty impressive. Problem is, you're not getting any return in the form of a dividend. And
or earnings.
Yeah, absolutely not earnings.
And
you're highly dependent on, Amazon becoming profitable in the future, because what they're doing right now is they continue to invest and invest and invest.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's so baffling to me, and one of the reasons that I can't get over all the pricing and the valuation in this thing, their profit margin is 40 basis points.
Yeah,
0.4% is the profit margin on all the goods they sell. And the other thing is, you look at the valuation, one of the best ways that we like to look at it is the PEGI. So it's the PE divided by the growth plus the yield. Usually that should be around 1% for a company that's attractively or what we would consider reasonably priced. Theirs is 25. Wow. How in the world do you justify that? And the thing is up, what again? Almost 40% year-to-date.
Year-to-date, yep.
In a four-month span.
Yeah, growth is certainly hard to invest on. It's really difficult to tell where the security is going to land after all the dust settles.
Sure.
So,
Yeah, what we prefer actually is earnings, companies with good,
sure,
solid earnings. And that's not to say that Amazon doesn't wind up that way. Nick you know, you mentioned another Netflix, and this is one that you and I actually took a black eye a little bit over in a previous show. We both said that you should short it. It's only up 64%
year to date. Oh, that's it?
Year to date, yep. Long-term growth expectation of about 35%. And, again, the PEGI that I just explained, a little over 9 times. So,
I think something that's going to put pressure on them in the near term is getting more and more competitive. Everything seems to be moving to that online platform.
Yeah.
And Netflix isn't the exclusive provider anymore.
Yeah. Well, they do have content, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. They do make original content. But there's a lot of companies out there, even Amazon, that's producing their own content now. So
yeah,
it's definitely becoming more competitive.
Well, guys, I think we probably ought to wrap up this discussion. We got one more segment. Y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.